Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, August 26, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. The Revival of Art, starting up later this week, has just announced its digital lottery and in-person rush policies. Starting tomorrow, free entries for the $49 lottery will open at midnight at rush.telecharge.com and close at 3 p.m., with drawings at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Entries are for performances the following day. Rush will take place the day of a performance upon daily box office opening at the Music Box Theater. Seats will be offered pending availability, and they are first come, first serve. Lottery winners and Rush ticket holders may purchase up to 2 tickets per individual. Art, starring Neil Patrick Harris, Bobby Cannavale, and James Corden, begins previews this Thursday, August 28th, with an opening night scheduled for September 16th. It will run through December 21st. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS will be hosting an exclusive race next month for industry professionals. Called the Broadway Mile, the event pairs up the theater industry's philanthropic heart with another nonprofit, New York Roadrunners, who is also behind the annual New York City Marathon. The Broadway Mile will take place on September 7th at 9:35 a.m. Described as a friendly competition per the website BroadwayNews.com, the race will encompass a 20-block stretch of Museum Mile on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, starting from the Metropolitan Museum of Art on 5th Avenue and 80th Street, and ending at Grand Army Plaza at 5th Avenue and 60th Street. Special awards will be given for the fastest Broadway team, fastest Broadway miler, broken down by man, woman, and non-binary participants, most inspirational Broadway miler, and top Broadway miler fundraiser. Already announced to participate in the race are Kelly O'Hara, Patina Miller, Sierra Boggess, Jordan Fisher, and Jordan Litz, with more to be announced later. Participants have the option to fundraise for Broadway Cares. The race will be televised live from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on the 7th on ABC and streaming on ESPN+. The Theater on Film and Tape initiative will allow eligible New York City classrooms to screen over 4,000 professionally shot Broadway recordings. The news broke on a recent New York Public Library blog post saying, "Is your school in rehearsals for a production? Are you studying a play in your English class? Are you learning about a period of history and want to help make it come alive for your students? If you said yes to any of these, then you are welcome to reach out to us to bring a video recording to your classroom." The New York Public Library for the Performing Arts holds the in-person archive of the recordings and are accessible to view for any student, teacher, and theater professional with a New York Public Library card. Screenings are only available for productions that have already closed in New York City. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending August 24th. Mamma Mia just had its highest grossing week ever in its New York history, and that includes the long-running original production. With nearly $1.79 million in the bank last week at the Winter Garden Theater, it held steady as the fourth highest grossing show on Broadway. Elsewhere, Call Me Izzy, starring Jean Smart, called it quits on Sunday at Studio 54. The play made $403,002 and played to 81% houses for its final week. Addy Roy said salam to the Broadway company of Aladdin after a solid year playing the title character. The hit Disney musical dropped a bit to $1,160,562 at the New Amsterdam. Ainsley Melham begins performances tonight. Maybe Happy Ending continued its box office ascent at the Belasco and was last week's fifth highest grossing show, grossing $1,436,776. Darren Criss gets set to play his final performance in the musical at the moment next Sunday. As a whole, Broadway made over $28.6 million last week over 28 shows. It was a 4% drop from the week before. It is worth noting that last week also coincided with Kids Night on Broadway, held last Tuesday. The biannual deal lets kids aged 18 and younger attend a show for free with a full-paying adult. Most of the running shows ended up participating. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.